إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونتوب إلى الله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. All praise is surely due to Allah. Unto Allah is our grateful praise. And from Allah we seek aid. And from Allah we seek guidance. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can lead astray. And whomsoever Allah decrees and decides shall be astray, none can guide. I bear witness there's no deity but Allah, alone and with no partner, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger, the seal and the conclusion of a long string of human messengers, beginning with Adam and ending with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأصحابه وكل من والاه واتبع هداه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. We ask Allah's prayers and blessings upon the Prophet of Peace Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and all of his household and people and companions and all those who took his way as their way and gave their allegiance to him until the judgment day. Amma ba'd. In under 2 weeks' time, inshallah, several million Muslims will gather on a spot known as Mount Arafah as part of the performance of the Hajj to the sacred house in Mecca, which has been going on continuously since the time of Ibrahim. And although it suffered desecration and shirk and obscenity and other kinds of things during the period which Allah referred to as Al-Jahiliyyat al-Ula, the first age of foolishness, it was cleansed and purified and restored to its origin by Allah's final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1500 years ago. And for all those years, Muslims have struggled and walked and ridden animals and saved up their provision and come by every means of transportation from every country on the planet, taking this obligation so seriously that they set out on a life or death journey. When they leave, their family gathers, knowing that they may not see them again. And they give their wasiyya, or their final advice, as if they are on their deathbed. Be sure to fear Allah. Be sure to beware of this and that before leaving on this journey. Because in those days, it was weeks or months or even years. And no one knows if they will return. And in spite of that, Muslims have taken this obligation very seriously, perhaps more seriously than we do today. The meaning of Hajj. In the language, it means an intended direction or destination. The Islamic meaning of the Hajj is a ritual of worship involving setting out to Al-Bayt al-Haram, the sacred house, meaning the Kaaba, in order to perform certain specific prescribed acts of worship in a particular period of time. It is one of the five pillars or essentials of Islam, and is an absolute obligation upon anyone who has the means to do it in every sense of that word. Hajj is the fifth pillar of Islam, which Allah has made obligatory upon every Muslim who meets three criteria. They have passed puberty, they are sane and not insane, and they possess the material and the Sharia means to do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, and His Prophet ﷺ mentioned, Al-Hajj Al-Mabrur, from the word Birr, which means righteousness. This is the Hajj we all seek. This is the one accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is that Hajj which was not contaminated by minor sins or major sins or acts of deviation or bid'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ, and complete the Hajj and the Umrah, the minor pilgrimage, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الحج أشهر معلومات, the Hajj is a certain prescribed or known months. فمن فرض فيهن الحج, so whoever intends therein to make the Hajj, فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج, there is no obscenity nor any transgression nor any argumentation in the Hajj. وَمَا تَفْعَلُ مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهِ, and whatever good you do, Allah knows it fully. وَتَزَوَّدُوا, and take your provision with you. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى, and the best provision of all is taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, so beware of me, O people of understanding. The known months of the Hajj referred to are the months which include all the actions of the Hajj. And they are Shawwal, in other words, from right after Ramadan. Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, that's month 10, and month 11, and the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which is month 12. You cannot make the Ihram of Hajj outside this period. So if you're making certain types of Hajj, you could stay in Ihram for 2 months. You could make Ihram almost right after Ramadan if you were so inclined, and stay in it. Once you intend the Hajj, you are required to avoid all forms of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and even to avoid arguing. Arguing, jidal, means not disputing a point in the law with evidence. It means that arguing which descends to personal attack, or as they call it, ad hominem, or other unpleasantries with your fellow Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَتَزَوَّدُوا, take your provision. Some of the Arabs used to say, how is it that we visit the house of Allah and He does not feed us? A smaller version of what the Jews said when they were ordered to give charity, or when the Muslims were ordered to give charity, and they said, we are the wealthy and Allah is the poor, because He's asking us for charity. These people used to set out for Hajj with no provision, and they used to say, we are relying on Allah, tawakkalna ala Allah. Allah orders us in this verse to take our provision with us to the Hajj, especially to be sure to take with us taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah has described as the best provision possible. After mentioning that the Kaaba in Mecca is the first house ever established for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it was first built by Adam, and it was rebuilt by Ismail and Ibrahim, and it was even reconstructed by the people of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam before the Prophet. Then Allah said, "Fihi ayatum bayyinat," in it are clear signs. Maqamu Ibrahim, the spot where Ibrahim stood, which you can still see until today. وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا, and whoever enters it is in safety. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا, and for Allah, or to Allah, upon the people is pilgrimage to this house, everyone who finds a way to do it, or has a way to do it. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ, and whoever goes back to kufr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in no need of the people of the world. In Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions kufr immediately after an order, this is a very strong emphasis on that order, meaning beware and do not turn away from this order. Ibrahim was first ordered to call the people to Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ, and announce to all the people the pilgrimage. And it is related that when Ibrahim shouted out this announcement, his voice was carried all over far and wide throughout the Arab Peninsula. يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ, they will come to you walking and on every weary animal. يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍ عَمِيقٍ, coming out from every deep valley, in other words, every direction toward Mecca. لِيَشْهَدُ مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ, li, here, to give a reason or an explanation for what came before, that they may see beneficial things, things which are of benefit to them. As we sit in the far corners of the Muslim world, we may lose our conception of being one in an ummah. We may lose our conception that we are the brother or the sister to every Muslim worldwide, and that there are over 1 billion of us. We may start to think, I'm a Muslim of this country, or of this group, or of this city. And this is one of the manafi'. This is one of the beneficial things, and every Muslim will find many, inshallah, of different nature. Because this is a blessed act of worship, and Allah will benefit you in ways you can't foresee. But just alone standing on Arafat with 3 million of your brothers and sisters is something most beneficial to a Muslim. For him to reconnoiter and get his bearings and understand the weakness of his position and his understanding, and be reminded of the huge ummah of which he is a tiny part. This, inshallah ta'ala, will change anyone who goes through it sincerely. And that's why all over Africa and Asia and all the traditional Muslim cultures, a person has a title when he comes back from the Hajj. Because the assumption is, this person has changed. This person has improved. Their eyes have been opened. So no one in West Africa or Bangladesh or all kinds of other places will neglect to say El Hajj so-and-so before his name at all times. Because the expectation, inshallah, is this person has gone up a level. وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ, that they may mention the name of Allah in a defined set of days. عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ, for what he has granted them or given them of herd animals. فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا وَأَطْعِمُوا الْبَائِسَ الْفَقِيرِ, so eat from it, meaning the sacrifice on the Hajj, and feed the poor and those in difficulty. When Ibrahim complied with Allah's order in this verse and proclaimed the Hajj to Mecca and all around it, Allah caused His voice to be broadcast far and wide, and all the people of the region received the announcement of the Hajj. In later days, the pilgrimage started by Ibrahim was perverted by the Arabs, who had sunk into shirk and obscenity. Their worship during the Hajj consisted of whistling and clapping, as Allah described it, and making tawaf around the Kaaba in the nude. Hajj is the fifth pillar of Islam. A pillar is that component without which the whole is not there. Anyone who has the economic ability to make the Hajj or the means to obtain it, that ability meaning, and does not go, has failed in this pillar of Islam. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions kufr right after mentioning that Hajj is an obligation upon every single one who has the ability. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بُنِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَىٰ خَمْسِ, Islam is constructed upon five foundations. شَهَادَةِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, bearing witness that there is no deity but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. وإقام الصلاة and the establishing of the prayer. وإيتاء الزكاة and the rendering over of the zakah. والحج وصوم رمضان and pilgrimage to the house of Allah and fasting the month of Ramadan. Muslim and Bukhari. Hajj is an obligation upon every Muslim who is able. We have to stop and think about that and realize what our ancestors, and our ancestors are only the Muslims, what our ancestors struggled, how hard they, what risk they put themselves at, and what hardship they undertook to get to Mecca and to come back, inshallah, a better Muslim, addressed with the honorific title, Al-Hajj Abdullah, Al-Hajj Muhammad. Think about this, what this means very carefully. If you have not made the Hajj of your lifetime, it must be given precedence over every other non-essential expenditure or trip. Let me break that down. If you need a car to get to work and you have not made Hajj, and you can get a car for $4,000 that will get you to work, it becomes haram for you to go and spend $15 or $20 on a car because you have not made Hajj. We cannot just isolate these things and say, oh well, if I ever see that much money in my bank account, I'll go to the Hajj. No. Until you make that first Hajj of your lifetime, it takes precedence over everything else, which you don't absolutely need until you make it. And this begins from the time you reach puberty until you make it. A woman should go to Hajj with a mahram. There was a very popular fiqh opinion which you used to hear everywhere for many, many years. People used to say, well, if she can't find a mahram, she can go with, they used to call it rifqatun saliha, a good company, a group of people. But the best scholars of our time have rejected this and said this was an opinion that was being stated without dalil. And the hadith is clear that a woman cannot travel 3 days' journey without a mahram. And going to Hajj is more than that in both distance and time for nearly everybody. So if a woman cannot find a mahram to go to Hajj, then she is not among man istata'a ilayhi sabila. She is not among those who have a means to go to the Hajj, no matter how much money she has. If she has no mahram, or she can't get a mahram to go with her to Mecca, then it has not become obligatory upon her yet for that reason. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو التواب الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. The successful Hajj will cleanse one of all of their sins to that point and give one a fresh start. The only exemption from that is something which involves the right of another child of Adam, in which case even the Hajj cannot erase that until reparations or compensation or whatever is called for is made. It is very important to try to maintain this state after returning from the Hajj. One of the signs of the last days is that people will become ignorant of this. And the hadith says they will take salah as aerobics, and they will take zakah as a fine or penalty or tax, and they will take the hajj as a picnic or an outing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man hajja lillahi falam yarfuth walam yafsuq raja'a kayawmi waladathu ummu." Whoever performs the hajj with no obscenity and no disobedience returns like the day his mother gave him birth. Muslim and Bukhari. Performing Hajj is the second best deed a Muslim can undertake, coming right after jihad fi sabilillah, fighting in the path of Allah. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was asked, which is the best of all deeds? And he answered, jihad in the path of Allah. Then it was said, and then what? To which he answered, Hajjun Mabrur, and accepted a righteous pilgrimage. As mentioned previously, Hajjun Mabrur means one not contaminated by any obscenity, disobedience, deviation, or innovation. The Prophet ﷺ said about this kind of pilgrimage, Al-Umratu ila al-Umrah, kaffaratun lima baynahuma. One Umrah to the next Umrah is an expiation for all that was between them. And again, we always must add in these cases, except for the rights of another human. No tawbah can relieve one of that sin until the appropriate actions are taken with regard to those rights. وَالْحَجُّ الْمَبْرُورُ لَيْسَ لَهُ جَزَاءٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. And a righteous hajj, a pure uncontaminated hajj, has no reward other than the paradise. O Allah, if we haven't been there, help us to be there as soon as possible. If we've been there, accept that from us, inshaAllah. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan wa zukhna tiba'ah. O Allah, show us all truth as truth and grant us the following of it. Wa arina al-batila batilan wa zukhna sinabah. And show us all falsehood as falsehood and grant us steering clear of it. Wa atimu salah.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كلنا آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة.